Good morning. Yesterday, we heard what a small share of the meat market is occupied by plant-based meats, under 1.5%. Still, that's over $1 billion being spent on fake meat. So today's questions are, is it healthy, and should you be feeding it to your kids? Let's go to an expert.
My name is Courtney Shuckman. I'm a registered dietitian at the University of Chicago Medical Center within the Department of Gastroenterology.
And she says if you're excluding real meat in favor of plant-based burgers and sausage and the like, you're making a mistake.
We do know from some recent research that these plant-based meat alternatives are not equivalent to animal protein sources. So they are lacking in some of the nutrients.
And just to be clear, she is not talking about
unprocessed whole food sources like beans, lentils, nuts, seeds, tofu. Those are not what I'm referencing here. It's more of like the plant-based burgers and sausages and hot dogs. These are very similar to processed meats.
And if you're a parent who has decided your child is better off without real meat, studies have shown you may be depriving them of nutrients needed for brain and body development.
Amino acids are basically the building blocks that make up a protein. In animal sources like meat and poultry and dairy products, these provide a complete protein source, so they contain all of the essential amino acids, whereas plant-based proteins do not.
But life is all about balance, isn't it? And she is not advising against a plant-based diet.
Correct. And I always advise that anytime someone's interested in pursuing more of a plant-based diet, which I highly encourage because that's where you're getting more nutritional value, you want to make sure that you're doing it appropriately, especially for your children. If they are following more of a plant-based diet, you want to make sure they're getting enough calcium, protein, iron, and those tend to be the bigger ones that are missing in a plant-based diet.
Courtney Shuckman, registered dietitian at the University of Chicago Medical Center. From the farm to your belly, don't tell Courtney, but today is National Fritters Day. Potato, apple, corn, all of those deep-fried goodies. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.